things are coming along all right. Still working pretty hard. Whenever he talked to me, it was the night of the elections, and all the returns weren't in yet. So he never did get to give me a decision of who won, but I think I knew by the time I got the tape. It was real funny about the ball game, telling me about the rain and the hail, but I guess they finally went ahead and pulled that one out. I'm sorry thing about the rain. I was sure hoping that they could come up with some idea as to who did get into the store, and maybe they could stop some of the other robberies that were taking place also. But I wouldn't give up yet. Maybe they can find out something and take care of them later. Well, today is the 24th. I didn't get to finish the tape yesterday, so I'll try to go ahead and finish it up this afternoon and get it off to you. Some of the guys come in, wanted me to go play basketball yesterday afternoon about the time I was getting ready to finish up your tape, and so I didn't get to finish it yesterday. We went on down and played a little basketball. That's the first time I'd played any basketball in about 4 or 5 months since I was in Pensacola, I guess. It's been a long time. It's kind of rusty on my dribbling and my shooting. Sounded like Daddy was talking about the cotton strippers, and sounds like things are pretty busy around that time. I guess by now, though, most of the cotton has been stripped and it's out of the fields, and the weather's getting pretty chilly for a little while. The weather over here has just turned bad the last couple of days. We've got another storm coming through, I think, what's caused most of this. So I haven't flown the last 2 days. Prior to this, we had real beautiful weather. It's just been great weather. It has started to get a little chilly, and humidity is gotten a lot higher, so I expect I'll have to put on my electric blanket here pretty soon to keep my bed dry. I've been doing a lot of flying up until a couple of days ago. I guess I'm about the third highest in the squadron for the number of hours for this month. I think I've got more missions than anyone in the whole squadron for the month. I'll tell you about what we've been doing the last week or so. First of all, I have to tell you what's happened to Tom Blake. Poor old Tom, he sure had a rough time of it here lately. Seems like everything's going against him. He was down at Marble Mountain down south, down the other side of Da Nang about a week and a half ago, and they were flying escorting a troop lift. They were flying along there about 200 feet and about 70 or 80 knots, and they took a round from a VC shot at them with what they call an AK-57 or AK-47, and it went through the instrument panel and hit the co-pilot's stick and took part of his index finger off, and then went ahead and hit his bullet bouncer that he wears over his chest, and then the shrapnel from all that and coming through the glass on the canopy there, part of it hit Tom in the cheek and took a nick out, and they took 3 stitches in that, and they thought they were pretty well tore up, but everybody come out of that one smelling like a rose. They weren't too bad off. And then just about 4 or 5 days ago, well, we had this big operation down south. It's the Operation Mead River. I'm sure you've probably read about it or heard about it by now. It was a super gaggle, we call them over here. Whenever we had about 85 helicopters together, and you can get that many helicopters together, we call it a super gaggle. But it was quite a super gaggle. We inserted about 4,000 troops inside of 2 hours there. We had, with all those helicopters, and we were escorts, and we did successfully insert about 4,000 troops. we surrounded this area down there that's supposed to be heavily populated with NVA/VC. So they surrounded the entire area down there, and they gonna wait 48 hours before they move out. And during this 48 hours, we watched them start it. They were dropping pamphlets, different propaganda to try to get these people to give themselves up before they start to sweep through the area. A lot of it was under this Chu Hoi program, which give yourself up, you know, and they'll take good care of you. And what they do, they take these people and try to get anything out of them that they can, send them down to Saigon, and try to get them to come over to our side and fight for our side. It worked real successful, and they sure have had a lot of people trading over to our side. But during the operation, Tom Blake was a co-pilot with another pilot here, and they lost a tail rotor and had to auto-rotate down. They did a real beautiful job of it and just ended up spreading the skids on the helicopter, so, and everybody walked away from that one. So it was one of those things that you feel real lucky to walk away from whenever you have a tail rotor failure like that. So as a result of this one plane losing a tail rotor like that, well, they've been making these inspections on all the aircraft, and the day before yesterday they had all the aircraft down for this one little bearing that was not supposedly getting lubricated properly, and they found a couple of others that looked like they were fixing to fail. So they downed all the birds, but all the birds are back up now and we're flying. We think we've got the situation licked. I was real glad to hear and get your address for David and Carolyn, and I'll try to drop them a line, find out how they're doing, and I'd appreciate anything from your end of the rope there. If you hear anything, let me know. I didn't understand about Reggie. You said he was going into the Navy Air Force. I assumed that he was going into the Navy and he was going to fly with the Navy. Haven't heard any more about moving to Quang Tri. The last thing I did hear was that they were making an extensive study to see if it would be financially stable to send us to Quang Tri, and I think I just feel like that they'll feel like it won't be financially stable, so we'll probably just stay here. And our colonel said that if they do start a de-escalation of the troops, or the Air Forces, or the Marine Air Forces over here, that look like we'd probably be the first ones to leave, because we are in a bad position here, our location here, and actually we're not needed at this location. But it is pretty ideal because we can augment to both Quang Tri and down to Da Nang. I've gotten a couple of letters from the Loafmans, and tell them all hello for me. I'll try to get them and drop them a line back. And also I've got a letter from the Mormons, plus the package. I've gotten a couple of letters from the guards. I've gotten a couple of letters from Nita and Ray. They're out in California now, and having it pretty easy. Just received a tape from Bill Phillips today. It was a real nice tape, and I'll tell you a little more about it in my next tape. I also got a bunch of packages today I'll tell you about in the next tape also. Looks like this tape's about to run out, so I'll close it out for now, and I want you to know that I'm thinking about all of you, and I love all of you. I appreciate everything you're doing for me to make my tour over here a successful tour and as happy a tour as possible. So until you hear again, well, this is